I took a deep breath. Rosie is pregnant, and she showed physical evidence of drug addiction, but none of the psychological evidence of withdrawal. I think Molly took steps when she found out her friend was pregnant to force her away from the drugs. I think she did it to protect the baby. And then I think she did the same thing to Nelson. But something went wrong. I think what she did to him broke something. I shook my head. He got paranoid, erratic. Charity stared down at the altar below, shaking her head. Is it the council, then, that took her? No, I said. No. What she did to Rosie and Nelson left a kind of mark on her, a stain. I think she forced Rosie and Nelson to feel fear whenever they came near their drugs. Fear is a powerful motivator, and it's easy to exploit. She wanted them to be afraid of the drugs. She had good intentions, but she wanted her friends to be frightened. I don't understand. Whoever called up these phages, I said, needed a way to guide them from the never-never to the physical world. They needed a beacon, someone who would resonate with a sympathetic vibe, someone who, like the phages, wanted to make people feel fear. And they used my Molly, Charity whispered. Then she stared at me for a moment. You did it, she said quietly. You tried to turn the phages back upon their summoner. You sent them after my daughter. I didn't know, I told her. My God, Charity, I swear to you that I didn't know. People were dead, and I didn't want anyone else to be hurt. The wooden pew creaked even more sharply in her grip. Who did this thing? She said, and her voice was deadly quiet. Who is responsible for the harm to my children? Who is the one who called the things that invaded my home? I don't think anyone called them, I told her quietly. I think they were sent. She looked up at me and her eyes narrowed. Sent? I nodded. I hadn't considered that possibility until I realized what all of the attacks had in common. Mirrors. Mirrors? Charity asked. I don't understand. That was the common element, I said. Mirrors. The bathroom. Rosie's makeup mirror in the conference room, plenty of reflective steel surfaces in a commercial kitchen, and Madrigal's rental van windshield was reflecting images very clearly. She shook her head. I still don't understand. There are plenty of things that can use mirrors as windows or doorways from the spirit world, I said. But there's only one thing that feeds on fear and uses mirrors as pathways back and forth from the never-never. It's called a fetch. Fetch. Charity tilted her head, her eyes vague, as though searching through old memories. I've heard of them. Aren't they creatures of fairy? Yeah, I said quietly. Specifically, they're creatures of deepest, darkest winter, I swallowed. Even more specifically, they're Queen Mab's elite spies and assassins, shapeshifters with a lot of power. Mab, she whispered. The Mab? I nodded slowly. And they've taken my daughter, she said, carried her away to Fairy. I nodded again. She'll be a rich resource for them, a magically talented young mortal, compatible energy, not enough experience to defend herself. They can feed on her and her magic for hours, maybe days. That's why they didn't just kill her and have done. Charity swallowed. What can we do? I'm not sure, I said. It would be nice to have your husband along, though. She bit her lip and sent what might have been a hateful look down at the altar. He's out of reach. Messages have been left, but we're on our own, I said. We must do something, she said. Yeah, I agreed. The problem is that we don't know where to do it. I thought you just said that they had taken her back to Fairy. Yeah, I said, but just because I tell you Ayers Rock is in Australia doesn't mean you're going to be able to find the damn thing. Australia's big, and Fairy makes it look like Rhode Island.